Hey everybody, welcome to Campus Crusade Rethink Blog Friends. This is episode 2. I'm really excited about this one because I have a student now, an intern at Cal Poly SLO that has done some great work with communicating via video, and I'm really excited to welcome Brendan Petubo. Welcome, Brendan.
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
Good, man. Good, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Definitely.
So, couple questions. What I've noticed when we met actually last spring, just got to see what you're doing with video and using it really as a primary means of communicating within Epic SLO at SLO. And so what was like, why do you like using video to communicate? What's so powerful about it?
Yeah, well, what I was starting to notice as I was browsing the web is that there's so much information to sort through daily, many of that taking the form of text as a vehicle for delivery. And the attention span of college students is pretty limited, especially after hours spent in lectures where information download is pretty heavy. I read an article on CNN a few months back that said that the attention span of the average web user is around mere seconds, less than 10 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, so if that user is presented with blocks of text on a website and countless websites, initially has no interest in seeking out your content, your words get lost in the vastness of other information on the web. All this information is seeking to pull people's attention this way, that way. A lot of advertisement, a lot of news stories, constantly pouring down the pipe. So something visual provides a nice break. And if you can create a video, create video content that is around 5 minutes in length, it becomes an effective vehicle for information delivery, utilizing more visual components rather than reading comprehension through text. So with those different realities in mind, it seemed appropriate to kind of enter into a video creation mindset.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. So it was really, too, about capturing attention, but then also, like you mentioned, delivering it in a way that's more engaging than a bunch of okay, so Brendan, yeah, so it was great to hear the engagement and receptivity of video and also the ability to empower and unite people in there. And so I know a lot of ministries are using Facebook groups to communicate and sending out Facebook messages once or twice a week. And maybe as just a recent grad and knowing your friends and even working with students this year, what's in general just the receptivity to Facebook messages and how do students kind of process those and do they get tuned out or what's your experience? What are you seeing?
Yeah. So, just from our ministry's Facebook group, we have over 150 students on that group. And honestly, information does get lost, in the mass of people's inboxes. You have other groups, competing for their attention. You have friends sending private messages and, a lot of times people miss your ministry, your group's messages popped up in their inbox. So, and the same goes for news feeds too. So much information is being funneled through that your posts or your information that you're trying to convey is lost in the madness of that. So having videos, that kind of breaks the mold for information conveyance. When people see video posts on their news feed, they're more likely to click on that rather than checking out even a simple block of text. As well within Facebook inboxes, that can still be lost. So having even a thumbnail of your video post on the news feed is going to provide a powerful tool for you for information conveyance.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really helpful. I think a lot. I know as a director myself, that's really important information that I wish I would have known or been aware of. And so maybe though, just we'll finish up with this. If there is campuses out there, which I know there are, that maybe don't have someone as skilled as you or even as high equipment as you, how can those campuses and students and ministry leaders take advantage of video to communicate?
Totally. Yeah, well, the beauty about technology right now is that on even on smartphones or even simple still digital cameras, you have a video function on there. So you can still produce video content pretty easily. And it's becoming so accessible nowadays that really there really is no excuse to take advantage of this technology. And what I would recommend is that creating a YouTube channel to host all that is going to be very helpful, not just for your own ministry directly, but also really an outreach and even an evangelistic tool. You begin tagging your videos with relevant tags like the name of your campus or a particular group that you're trying to reach, even a song that you use in the video, and people search for that on YouTube, they'll stumble across your video. And that allows you an opportunity to explain your purpose or to even have a small bit of text that says your website URL that will draw people over to your site for where your content is hosted and displayed. But what I hinted at even before is that you need to have consistency in information creation or video creation to keep your audience coming back and returning. The effectiveness of your YouTube channel or your website can hinge upon how frequently you're producing compelling content. Mm-hmm. And also that same rule applies, not just for video, but also for photos, for text, for blog posts, testimonies, audio content even, et cetera. You need to give people a reason to visit your website or your YouTube channel over and over again. So consistency, frequency, you can't just have a static web page full of information that just stays there for the year. It needs to be consistently updated.
That's awesome. So if I'm hearing you right, then it'd be better to produce weekly or biweekly short videos that are relatively engaging versus monthly or bi-monthly or even quarterly videos that may be better at that point, but are just infrequent and take up a lot of time and energy. Is that fair?
Exactly, for sure. And on top of that, what I mentioned before too, that does help to build a web presence for your community or for your ministry. And that becomes increasingly important as students are separated geographic distances or even on different schedules, and they can't necessarily meet up with each other throughout the week. So having that web presence does build unity.
Wow. That's super helpful. Well, Brendan, thanks so much. Hopefully can get you back on here or at least write a post about how to maximize YouTube or videos, because I think a lot of campuses, I know a lot of ministry leaders want to do this, but are really just lacking the understanding of how and even what, you know, they can do. So thanks for providing such clear and practical steps for people from, you know, that have the equipment to don't have the equipment to take this on. So I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, definitely. My pleasure.
Thanks, Brendan.
Yep.
See ya. Sweet, dude.